This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. The iPhone 12 is expected to drop next month, and as usual with these releases, Apple is counting on a certain number of customers just upgrading, no questions asked. That was not the case when it came to cutting-edge technology in the 20th century. How companies and ad agencies went about convincing us to buy their devices is the subject of a new photo book, Do You Compute? Ryan Mungia is co-author.
I think that it was a big challenge for ad agencies, the people who were making the ads, to present the material in an interesting way. I mean, the concept of selling the future, or at the time what was a very abstract concept to many people, was a challenge. And how did these companies do that? One of the first ads is an IBM advertisement from the mid-1930s for one of their business machines, which is essentially a calculator. Visually speaking, there's a big illustration of a punched card, which was how information was delivered through these little holes in the card. And below that, there's another illustration of a factory with sort of smoke coming out of the chimneys. You get this very sort of industrial feel from it. Overlapping that, there's big headline text which reads, "Record the voice of your business." Followed by that is lots and lots of sales copy. These really early computer ads were almost exclusively marketed towards large corporations, business people, and the only place you could really find them was in Fortune magazine, which was a trade magazine for business people. So there's an IBM ad from 1996. To me, it just shows not only how much advertising had changed in 50 years, but how much the public's perception of computers and how far computing had come in that time as well. The ad itself is what looks like a box of laundry detergent, almost like Tide, but instead it says Instant Website. It could have appeared in Entertainment Weekly or Rolling Stone or a place like that. The product they're advertising is a server. But in contrast to the earlier ad from 1936, this ad doesn't explain the technology and lots of sales copy. It's very visual. It's very simple. It's more about branding at this point. I mean, the ad has a very youthful, kind of vibrant appearance. It's crazy how far things had come. One of the most interesting things to me about when looking at this collection of images as a whole is how computers were essentially brought to market by way of print. And as computers developed throughout the second half of the 20th century, they started to replace print in a way. And I wouldn't say that it's made it completely obsolete, but a lot of the way that we consume media these days is through digital means.
If you want to see the ads Ryan Mungia was describing from his book, Do You Compute? Check out our website, marketplace.org.